Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And that's what you become. You truly become part of the problem if you just don't get engaged. If you don't get informed. That's really the big part of it. Again, as I said earlier, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on in the show today. We're going to have Brad Dankus going to join us from Pacific Justice Institute here in the first hour. And again, we'll talk about some of the decisions from SCOTUS, some of the things that are going on right now that we really need to take note of. You know, I've got some word today saying even more people that the FBI is breaking into more homes. Yeah, you heard me. Breaking into more homes of people from the January 6th protest. Look, when they call, when Antifa and BLM are burning police cars, beating cops, beating old people, setting buildings on fire, and they call that a protest, I'm going to call it January 6th a protest. How's that? They can call it insurrection all they want to. We know it's not. We understand it's not. And we shouldn't be standing for it. We shouldn't allow them to get away with doing that. Really, in all sincerity, in all seriousness. Then, in the second hour, Deontay Johnson hasn't been on the show for a while. Remember, I told you, years ago, I met him at CPAC. Him and his buddies were running around with signs that said, what was it? The Blacks for Trump. That's what it was. Big, large group. And I remember pulling him over and having to giggle with him and saying, hey. There are no black people for Trump. Trump is terrible. Right? And he corrected me big time. So we've, you know, bring him on. And I got a surprise for you. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you later. That way you'll come back. So, as I told you guys, I participated in a, I don't know what you want to call it. It's semi-impromptu, if you would. But the local GOP party decided to do, since there was no parade, they would do a parade of their own, so to speak. And just, you know, get in your car, drive in this procession to celebrate Independence Day. That simple. And so what happened, so what was decided, right? They got a fire truck for the guys up front, and some of the elected officials were in the front fire truck, what have you. And then people joined with their cars, 80 cars, 90 cars, whatever. It was pretty cool, long, pretty cool. Recently, because, you know, we're such a racist city, and we're not. I'm just saying that to be tongue-in-cheek. I won't tell you where I live, but the NAACP came into being up here. They came up here, and such a diverse group of people, because they immediately put six people on their board of directors, three white women, three black women. So I guess there you go. On top of that, the city, sanctioned or unsanctioned, allowed to come together a Human Relations Council. And in that council, it's very obvious that white people need not apply. Put it that way. Human relations. I would think the human relations had to do with every color, every size. Yeah, you can tell I'm hot on this because I knew exactly where it was going to go. So the Human Relations Council has already driven out a white Christian man, and he himself said that the relations roundtable was a bit of a farce because they really weren't interested in what was good for all. They were interested in grabbing onto all the social headlines, social justice headlines going on across the country. Again, we're not that kind of community. But they're going to turn it into that. Mark my words. They come in like locusts. They destroy everything because they can't possibly have any kind of success whatsoever. So the NAACP sees a picture of one of the cars. And I guess it had, what did it have? It had one of those Confederate flags, but not really. It was a Confederate flag portion. And in that Confederate flag portion, it was on a bigger flag with a lot more to it. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain. But it was just quite interesting in watching how this played out. Right? So the person went through and decided that we were all nasty, terrible people for partaking in this. Because the NAACP put out that it was a divisive parade. It wasn't really a parade, it was just a bunch of cars that got together driving down the road. Right? And the event included a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of cars adorned with all these flags that they weren't interested in. When you break it all down, really what it boiled down to, they were upset that we were having some kind of celebration for Independence Day. This one particular person who wrote me an email goes on to say, of all, that the Gadsden flag is now somehow racist. Well, let that sink in. So let's call everything racist that we possibly can. I find it interesting. And they're more upset that flag may get upset the black, indigenous, and other people of color residents in my valley. So that's where we're going now. Welcome to North L.A. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. We've got a lot more coming up. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Ain't that a kick?
855 Real Joe, 855-732. I know, I like the music too. What do you want from me? Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but first get informed. As I was telling you guys in the last block about how the NAACP put out a press release in my area full of misinformation. There's no reason for it. And this is how they try to get you to back down and back up and be so afraid, because it's the, you know, after all, it is the NAACP. So if they call it racism, it must be racist. Well, it's not. The press release was full of misinformation. And you and I and others need to wake up and push back. We need not to be afraid to open our mouths. Otherwise, just give up. Put the white flag, take the American flag down off your front porch, if you even dare have one. And let's start flying the white flag. Get it over with so we know who's on our side, who I can trust to fight arm in arm with me, and who I can't. Let me not waste your time. Let me get to my next guest, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate when he's on with me. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Joe.
You never know what you're going to get when you get here, do you?
No, it makes these interviews so much fun, so I appreciate it.
You know, I'm probably one of the few, you do a lot of interviews, I'm probably one of the few guys that doesn't give the questions or the topics ahead of time, because there's so much going on. You guys are experts in your field. I feel like, you know, you've got a clue as to what's happening. And believe me, when it comes to the legal world, we got enough to talk. We could do this for 5 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could. Although occasionally you do stump me, and which is good. Keep me humbled, so I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the other side of this, though, too, and frankly, is that, again, with everything that's going on, it's hard to keep up with everything. I know that. I mean, I would imagine a lot of people know that. And then SCOTUS just came out with the opinion. I'm trying to get in the habit of calling them what they are. Opinion after opinion after opinion in the last few weeks and what have you. Very disheartened to hear that they didn't take up the flower, case. What's the strategy behind that? Is it a dead issue? Is there a way to revitalize that, if you would?
That's a really good question, because frankly, I thought they were going to take it up.
Yeah, I got you on that one too, didn't I?
yeah, no, but I did. I thought they were going to. Take it up. I'm Mr. Optimist here, and I thought it's a solid case, great issue. Does religious freedom apply to business owners who don't want to compromise their faith in order to put bread and butter on the table? You know, and to me, I thought that was. It was really, you know, it was well done in that regard. But the court could be, there's a number of things that could be happening here. One is the court could be waiting for more conflicting case law among the circuits. We've seen that before. They say, you know, this is not conflicting case law. There's no conflicting case law, so we're not going to hear of it at this time. We're going to wait for there to be a conflict among the between the circuits, circuit courts. Another one could be they don't like the facts. There may have been something in this case regarding the facts that they say, this is too muddy. It's too gray. It's not a good, clean case on this legal issue, you know, to address this legal issue on. They may also be in terms of the way the case was pled and the arguments made in the complaint. So, for example, I know of someone from another group who filed a lawsuit. A coach who is praying. As we think there's a much more pressing issue that hasn't been addressed, which is the free exercise of religious freedom issue, which was not addressed in this complaint. So sometimes they'll do that, and then the case has to start from ground zero again, be modified, amended, and then brought back to the Supreme Court.
It's interesting. So again, they're deciding not to hear the case on face value. They want more stuff added to it before they're willing to listen to it.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's issues of law, like the case example, where they didn't bring in all the legal issues that the court thought were important, or the one issue that they thought was important. That sometimes it's the facts of the case, and the court says, "Gosh, these facts are just so gray and murky, and we don't want this to be the case where we make the decision of X, Y, and Z because the facts just are not clear and articulate." And then it could be a conflict. Once again, no conflict among the circuits. Another factor comes into play is that strategically, sometimes the presiding chief justice may look at those on the bench and say, "I'm not so sure that I've got the votes that I need to do what I want to do." And there's only two ways, a case can make its way to the Supreme Court. Basically, one is if the Chief Justice says, "Yes, I grant certiorari, we're going to look at this case. That's how most of the cases are decided. Are brought to
he, decides,
the court.
He decides on his own without
yeah, the Chief Justice
from anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, he may get, you know, discussions. He may talk about it with some of the other justices, and the other some justices may say, I think this is a real important case for us to take up. But the Chief Justice is the one who makes the decision. Now, let's say that if you have at least four other justices, though, who say, no, no, Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, all due respect, we need to hear this case. So if you have at least four other justices that want to have a case brought, they can trump the Chief Justice and have the case brought before the Supreme Court. They often don't do that because, I mean, generally if there's already, you know, if there's a strong, you know, number on the court that really think this is important, the Chief Justice will bring it up anyway. And, you know, so that's, and also the four will usually, you know, they won't usually play that card unless they know they can probably get a fifth one to come on board as well. And it's really tough to get, you know, that many to practically want to trump the Justice Roberts. It's the Chief Justice. So there's a number of factors that can come into play here. We don't always understand it at the time. But I do believe at the end of the day,
all right,
this is Mr. Optimism coming in. I know.
I've got to buy you a trophy that says the most optimistic guy I've ever known.
I know, yeah. Anyway, I do think they're going to hear the issue eventually. It's just in another case.
All right. All right, well, we'll see. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dacus will still be with me on the other side of the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Elsa continues to head north along the west coast of Florida after battering the Keys with heavy rains and wind. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall on Wednesday morning. Hurricane warnings have been issued for Tampa Bay and areas to the north. Tornado watches are in place from St. Petersburg down to Miami. The National Hurricane Center says storm surges of 3 to 5 feet are possible along Florida's Big Bend coast. Elsa is expected to drop 2 to 6 inches of rain across the northern part of the state before moving into Georgia and South Carolina on Thursday. And officials in Surfside, Florida, say the death toll on the Florida condominium collapse rose to 36 on Tuesday, with 109 people remaining unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says that an aggressive search has continued through the effects of Tropical Storm Elsa, but said that crews were not seeing anything positive. The search and rescue operation has continued for the last 13 days. This is the USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you become part of the solution, you get informed, you can become part of the solution. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun with him and so much respect for the man who really, truly understands the laws, willing to fight for us, willing to make things happen. Before we get rolling back into it again, Brad, why don't you tell people about PJI, what it does, and so forth.
Oh, yes. The Pacific Justice Institute is a legal nonprofit organization that defends people all across the country when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights against the government, or the sanctity of human life. We do our work completely without charge, and we're very unique in that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We're very unique. We make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, that everyone gets representation, and once again, we do it all without charge. And we have also, we're unique, we have more offices from coast to coast across the country now than any other organization of our kind. And we really want to make sure everyone gets the help that they need when it comes to these important fundamental rights issues.
Yeah, it's and it is important because it can get awful expensive, number one. And then number two is there's a lot of groups, a lot of other organizations that won't even take up these kind of things. And it's not right because, you know, watching what's happening today in the legal system, through the courts and other places, you couldn't keep up with this. Guys like me are extremely vulnerable, pastors vulnerable to this kind of thing. So having you out there is important, and it is a big deal. So I want to, again, thank you for starting it. Thank you for being obedient to God and taking care of these things, doing these things. It is a big deal.
Yeah, well, thank you. We have great resources also on our website. So if people go to our website and they sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter, they also can download great resources like, you know, how to stand up to a vaccine mandate if they don't want one and they're being told at work or school they have to. That's a brand new one. And we've got another sex ed video that's very eye-opening, exclamation mark, for mature audiences only, to expose what our public schools are giving to kids. And just a lot of great resources as well as our legal services. And it's all for free at our website, PJI.org, and we do greatly appreciate those who become supporters, even on a monthly basis in particular. Any amount is significant to us, and we really appreciate it.
So let's get back to the baker, the photographer, and the florist. And, you know, I was talking to you offline a little bit about it, but you want to bring it up more, which is, seriously, there's got to be other ways to make this happen, right?
Yes. What I think also might be going on in the court's mind is actually revealed in another case they came down on. It was dealing with the Christian Adoption Agency, or planning family issue agency that does with foster care and adoptions. And the Supreme Court, you know, ruled 9-0 on a technicality, and we were all hoping that they would rule address the Smith case. Now, the Smith case came down by Justice Scalia, who was one of my favorite justices, but he really blew it on this decision, on this case precedent, because up until then, up until the Smith case, the court said, if you're going to violate, if the government's going to violate someone's religious belief or force, you know, cause them to violate their faith, they have, the government has to show a compelling state interest, and their restriction has to be the most least restrictive necessary in order to further that interest. It's a compelling state interest test. Well, Scalia changed that and with the Smith test and said, you know what, let's scrap that. Instead, so long as the law is neutral on its face and applicable to anyone, it doesn't just single out a religious group, then that's okay. The case closed, it doesn't matter how egregious the burden is to person of faith, or they lose their business, whatever. That was the Smith case. Well, fast forward, so the court was hoping that in this case involving this Catholic adoption agency that they were going to say, okay, we're not going to use the Smith test anymore. It doesn't matter if the law, the restriction on them was neutral on its face. The bottom line, it's causing this Catholic ministry to have to shut down. It's clearly a substantial burden on them. There's no compelling state interest to force this one, you know, agency to shut down, not be accommodated. And the court didn't go that far. They said, you know, we're not. Three judges says, yeah, let's do this. Give her the Smith test. Bring back compelling state interest. Three justices said that. The other three, Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh, said, we're not ready to throw out Smith, but we're not sure of what test to really take in its place. We don't want to go all the way back to that compelling interest. That seems a little too extreme. So he said, we're going to deal with it in the future. We're not ready yet. Well, then they deny this Baker case. And I'm willing to bet, if I had to put my money on it, I'm willing to bet that they looked at it and said, this is forcing us to address the Smith case precedent. If we're going to rule in favor of the Baker, we have to probably rule in favor against, deny the Smith case, the Smith test. We're not ready to do that. So we're just not going to take up the case. We're going to wait for a different case that will give us the facts, will allow us to more succinctly come down with a new test instead of the Smith test. So I think that's what they're doing, and that is actually very hopeful, because we know we have six justices that are ready to, or at least five justices, should I say, actually. Roberts, I'm not sure he was actually as resolute on this. So, but Barrett and Kavanaugh and the other three, I think they're ready to give a solid decision once they come up with the right test, and they just haven't come up with it yet to have that five-vote majority. Hopefully that wasn't too complicated. So.
No, it's, you know, again, and I appreciate you being so so optimistic about these things, you know. I look at them, you know, I look at them a little differently, right? Because I don't have any faith in these guys. I've seen what I believe. I've seen what they've done. I've seen, you know, everybody was all excited about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Coney Barrett. And really, honestly, look where it got us, or look what it is, if you would, look where it is getting us. I mean, can you honestly look at this and look at some of the rulings and some of the things they've come down with and say they are ruling as conservative as you thought they were going to?
Yeah, they're not ruling as conservative as I thought they were. And, you know, and in fact, on that Baker's case, they could have just sidestepped the free exercise religious freedom argument and did it and looked solely at the free speech clause and said, she's a baker of wedding cakes. That's artistry. Artistry is expression. You can't force someone to express themselves in a way on something that they don't agree with. They could have taken that approach. And they just decide not to take up the case at all, and maybe it's because it involved the Smith religious freedom, and they knew they'd feel compelled to rule on that issue. And so, but it was disappointing. I wish they, at the very least, would have ruled on the speech aspect of it, and then said because the speech issue resolves it, we're not going to go to the other. But they usually don't do that. They would probably feel compelled to address the free exercise issue, even still. So.
And the California case, where they could have been forced, these nonprofits could have been forced to give up the names of their donors, which was nothing more than a political ploy. You and I both know that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so dangerous, so frighteningly dangerous, so that the state of California was passed this law. They're trying to go into all these nonprofit charities and say, give us your donor list. So if you're a business owner and you're doing business with the state or entities or whatever, and you're donating, say, to a pro-life ministry or something, a traditional conservative group, and it's somehow the state gets it and then it somehow is leaked out, you're toast. Your business is shot. You can be protested. You get bullets through your front door of your house. It's just too frightening with our intolerant society that we have in the state of California, the radicals, the extreme leftists. It's just way too dangerous. So I'm really glad the Supreme Court saw how it would just really truncate the ability for ministries and organizations to thrive, especially if they're in the minority in a dark blue state like California, Oregon, New York, or Massachusetts, for example.
Yeah, I used to be okay with some of these laws being passed and thinking that, okay, it's all right. It'll get to the Supreme Court. They're going to slap it down, tell you how crazy they are, crazy some of the stuff is and all of that. The California legislature is now on track or working hard at basically making homeschooling illegal. And then when they're done with that, they've already taken chips at or taken swipes at the charter school scenario. So, again, I'd like to get your take on that, where you think the court will go in that direction as well. And, God, this stuff just makes me nuts with the way that California drives all of this. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That's the big thing. I want you to get informed before you start, you know... that before you just start spewing off at the mouth. Because a lot of us do. We think we've got it all together. We think we've got it figured out. And you really don't understand. Right? Anyway, again, send me an email if you want. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Let me bring on Brad Dinkins. Joins me as he does every week to discuss, you know, legal issues of the day. I mean, really, again, we don't really know what it takes to fight. I've just come out of a recent fight myself. I know what it takes. to fight this stuff. Brad Dinkins, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
Brad, you got any cases you want to share with anybody right now about what you've got going on and what have you? Because I know that you're constantly defending either pastors or those whose religious rights have been trampled on in the public school systems and or government.
Yeah, well, we just filed a lawsuit in federal court on behalf of two teachers that had concerns about the radical leftist policy on forcing teachers to use the right pronoun even though it violated the teacher's conscience, policies to not let parents be made aware of the gender identity confusion.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, but it's a very important case that many are watching because it's a case, you know, these two teachers, they were communicating outside on their own private, effort, on their own website, They weren't identifying the school that they were teaching at. I don't think they said they were teachers. They just said, these are concerns we have. You know, this is a matter of policy. This is what we need to be working on, you know, as a society. But someone got wind of it, reported to the administration, and because they disagreed with the policies of the government, if you will, of the school district, and maybe the state, they were immediately put on leave and pending permanent dismissal. And that's, it's such an important case because we're talking about, you know, the ability for people to be able to work for the government and not be a member, say, of the Communist Party, which is what the, how it is in China. Except in this case, it'd be not be a member of the radical leftist, you know, Democrat Party. So effectively, you know, that's what they're requiring, or at least for you to be quiet and not ever disagree with that agenda. So that's very dangerous. It's a very important case. We're going to take this all the way to Supreme Court if needed. It's the facts are really good. So we're really optimistic about that. And then we have another new case against the same school district. It's Grant Pass school district in Oregon.
Yeah, you've had a few with the. What is it with those people?
Yeah, it's they're keeping us busy. They're going to be regretting this one too because, you know, they've told one of their teachers you can't teach Sunday school in a church that's located in, anywhere in our school district because we saw you reported that you were preaching and not on campus, preaching across town, you know, way, you know, far away from the school.
You're going to be kidding me.
Yeah, but the fact that he was street preaching, you know, and preaching what the Bible teaches, then they said, oh, no, no, the teachers don't feel safe with you here because you're teaching, preaching, you know, as a Christian from the Bible, and we just think you kind of people are, you know, the teachers aren't feeling safe. And so he is, you know, we're defending his free speech rights, you know, because, you know, he's being axed because of this. And it's outrageous. I mean, to tell someone they can't teach Sunday school if the church is located in their school district,
Brad, you're blowing my mind here because I've been teaching this biblical citizenship class that's being given by Patriot Academy. If you guys haven't signed up for that somewhere in your area, matter of fact, I think it's being given again on Monday nights. If you go to patriotacademy.com, you guys can check it out there. But we are so far from where the Founding Fathers wanted us to be. We are 180 degrees from what the Founding Fathers had in mind for our public education system, to the point, you know, first of all, they wanted the precepts and you know, the basic principles of Christianity taught in the schools. That's what they wanted. And now if a teacher's caught with a Bible on her desk, she could be reprimanded. How did we get there?
Yeah, and you're right. And our founders understood, you know, a number of founding fathers, they stated very clearly that we, in order for our democratic republic to survive, we have to be a moral people. So there was clearly a public interest, a government interest, if you will, to ensure that people were a moral people that understood that there was something above man holding us accountable. That's what our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution is all about, fundamental and inalienable rights given us by our Creator. So, you know, part of that, so faith was an element, if you will, that couldn't be dictated by the state, but it's something that was very important for kids to have a healthy background of right and wrong as they entered society. And yet today our society has condemns people who believe in right and wrong oftentimes, and law and order and, you know, justifying, you know, things that you're taught as a boy in Sunday school and or a girl in Sunday school that you shouldn't do. They're saying, yeah, it's okay to do it. So this is, it is a concern. It shows where we are. But yet at the same time, here's Mr. Optimist. Sorry about this, but I really think, Joe, that as we shore up these cases and bring those up the ladder to the Supreme Court, that we're going to see more freedom and recognize. And also with the pandemic, the big silver lining of all the kids that are being pulled from public schools into private schools or church homeschool co-ops or people just homeschooling on their own, I think we're going to continue to see that trend in the right direction. And I think in the long run we'll look back and say, wow, that was actually a really positive thing that happened to our country with regards to the number of kids who will no longer be indoctrinated with such destructive and harmful material like critical race theory and the radical sexuality material and agenda.
All right, so that was a question somebody asked me last Thursday to ask you, which was there are other states, other parents in other states and areas that are actually going to sue as non-discrimination or reverse discrimination and pushing the CRT or passing those CRT laws. So my question to you is, would there be any validity in that? Would there be any way to, whether it's spin it or present it in such a fashion where when you look at what CRT is, it is, in essence, reverse discrimination, if you would. Actually, technically, it's discrimination at its finest.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's different angles that could be taken with this. You know, New York City or New York Supreme Court says you can't compel any child to have a class that's non-academic. You have to recognize parents' rights to opt their children out of non-academic instruction, which included, liberal sociology stuff. Then that's the state. That was based on the state constitution of New York. But if you can show that the material, for example, is of an inherent harassing, psychologically damaging and demeaning, to one group of kids or to another group of kids, that's an argument that could compel the courts to say, okay, based on the medical health and safety, mental health and safety, we're going to start granting injunctions to allow parents to completely opt their kids out of the CRT instruction. We did that with regards to the class test. It was a state standardized test that we went into court. We got four different judges granting injunctions defending the rights of parents to pull their kids completely from the test because it was so psychological in nature, for example, and intrusive. And then you can also argue that if there's anything that's demeaning or towards people of faith, institutions of faith, people beat with their religious beliefs in a way that is directly hostile, then that's a whole other argument as well. Parental rights can kick into here as well, along with the free exercise of religious beliefs. So there are possibilities, but the key is to look at exactly what is being mandated and prescribed. And then to take that specific material and curriculum and to bring it into court. Because otherwise courts give great deference to school districts when it comes to curriculum and the curriculum mandates.
Yeah, and that's my concern here in California because, it goes up to, the Ninth Circuit as it gets appealed. And they're not known for being on the side of any kind of conservative whatsoever. And I know you also had some optimism with them that it looked like some of the opinions that we're coming down with seem to be a little bit more conservative, a little less crazy. Are you still feeling that way about them?
A lot of it just depends on what panel you end up with. So you can end up with three Obama appointments or three Trump appointments or combination thereof or Clinton and, Bush and Obama appointment. So it really just depends on what three judges you get on the panel. So, but the good news is it's almost 50-50 Republican and Democrat as far as the appointments who appointed them. So I do believe the Ninth Circuit will be more rational, if anything, just for that reason.
Wow. All right, where do people find you? PJI.org, right?
That's right, PJI.org.
Ain't that hard, people. Check them out. Check out the organization. Get involved. Get engaged. Help them out so we can win these battles. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live.